Willkommen zum Lehrstoff, dem textilen Podcast. Hier gibt es Informationen rund um den Fachbereich Textil- und Bekleidungstechnik der Hochschule Niederrhein. Wir stellen Ihnen Themen rund um das Studium, die Forschung und die Textilindustrie vor. Wir, das sind Studierende und Professoren aus den deutschen und englischen Bachelorstudiengängen. Viel Spaß!
Hi, and welcome to today's podcast episode. In every phase of fashion, there are always innovative technologies, revolutionary items, and iconic brands. As textile students, we'll talk about the most exciting innovations in fashion on our radars. In this episode, we'll take a closer look at technologies changing our fashion, what technology is now and what is next, and navigate you to the future of fashion. We are your hosts, Sojung
and Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Sojung, and hi, everyone. Welcome to our first episode that we are producing for Lehrstoff, der Textile Podcast. Today, we will talk about the first and latest innovations of smart clothing. To give you a brief overview of today's episode, we both informed ourselves about the topic and we're going to present you some pretty cool innovations and discuss them. But before we do that, Sojung, can you define what is smart clothing?
Okay, let me try. Smart clothing is obviously clothing that you wear, but it can do much more than just a cloth. It's intelligent, and they are designed to react to the environment via integrated electronic components. So, just to give a simple example, you could think of it as a smartwatch integrated into clothing. And Annabelle, did you know that the sales of wearables as smartwatches and fitness trackers were the last year worldwide $445 million, which is 2.5 times the amount of 3 years ago? That is fascinating.
Oh yeah, that's really a lot, like 2.5 times than you said the amount of 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and obviously large companies recognize the market value, as Levi's, for example. Do you remember the Levi's Google Jacquard jacket, which was released in 2017?
Oh yeah, I saw the jacket online. It was quite mind-blowing and so innovative. Like, I've never seen such things in my life before that. I remember in the commercial, one guy riding his bicycle through the city and playing some music on his phone, which was in his jacket. And, you know, just touching his sleeves, like, you know, operated everything.
Yes, I also just had a look at the advertisement recently, and I also really liked it when I saw it. But let me give you a short explanation of the jacket so that you, as our listener, know what we're talking about. So, at the first sight, the Levi's Jacquard jacket just looks like a conventional jeans jacket that you can basically buy in every store. Actually, the only difference is that it has some Jacquard technology stitched on the sleeve cuff. And yes, Levi's decided to repeat this jacket 2 years later, and they changed the sleeve technology, and the new jacket has a smaller sensor integrated into the sleeve.
Just a small hint for our listeners. Jacquard by Google is a process where they bring smart technology into different products like the weave or later the sensor.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point that you mentioned that. Thanks. And yes, by making different simple hand moves on the sleeve part, the jacket connects to the mobile app and you can get access to navigation. You can take a phone call. You can text. You can trigger photos remotely or from a distance, which I think is quite nice because sometimes you don't have a person there that can take a photo of you. And there are some more exciting things that you can do with it, like listening or controlling your music. And this is all done by these already mentioned different hand moves. So the actions that you can do is brush in, brush out, you can double tap, and you can also cover it. And this will monitor the app. And I think that's really cool, especially when you're riding a bike, as you're not allowed to use your mobile phone. And I think therefore it's a really, really good gadget.
True. I totally agree with you. Do you also know the prices of the jackets?
There is definitely a price difference from the first version and the second one. So price-wise, the first model was $350 and the new model is $200, which I think is already a really good price. And for the podcast, I actually went back and checked what the prices are right now, and they're on sale for $140. And that's basically the same price as a regular Levi's jacket. So I think that's totally crazy, and I wonder why it hasn't sold out yet.
Personally, I think that's really affordable for this kind of cool technology. Is it still available in Germany?
No, unfortunately not. You can only purchase it in the US at the moment. And yeah, there are just two or one size left. And otherwise I would have get one, maybe.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I'm also interested in getting one. I really like this product, and I hope they are continuing to produce it. You know, when we decided to talk about smart clothing, I instantly thought about the Samsung NFC suit.
Oh, yes, I've heard about the suit, but I don't really remember what it was about. Could you explain that to me again?
Yes. It's a business suit where Samsung collaborated with a South Korean men's business suit company. They embedded a near-field communication tag into the suit pocket, so you can control your smartphone while wearing it without looking at it. Later, they placed it into the sleeves too.
So you just mentioned a near-field communication tag. I briefly know what it is. But could you explain it to me again so I'm on the right track?
I'm not an expert, but I can try. It's a set of communication protocols for communication between two electronic devices over a distance like 4 centimeters. It should be really, really close to operate it.
Okay. That sounds like a good explanation.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it also sounds really similar to the Levi's jacket that you control something with your sleeve. Is it similar to it?
Yeah, that's true. But this suit was actually already launched in 2015 and also has different features. With this suit, you can swap business cards digitally, save a website of your business and set gadgets to your office and drive modes and stuff. As Samsung is a South Korea company, I couldn't imagine that it is kind of a cultural thing to swap business cards digitally though.
Oh, I didn't know that this was launched before the Levi's jacket actually. That's interesting. And also the features are different. That's cool. But how do you control this? So how do these features work? Do you also swap over it or, yeah?
No, actually. This suit works differently than the Levi's jacket. Here, you basically hold your phone in front of the NFC tag. So if you meet new business partners, they can place their phones close to the tag. And then they get your business card or your business website and an IP address so they can open your website on their phones, for example.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. Interesting how this technology works. You know what I also find very interesting is that this kind of innovations comes from electronics company and not from a fashion company, what you would think, right? And yeah, because there is actually another company who brings smart clothing on the market, which is also not a fashion company, and that is the Deutsche Telekom. I would have never expected that for some reason, because I just know it as a telecommunication company. And I recently watched a video where experts talked about smart clothing, and there the head of this project talked about that they will launch a heatable capture collection soon. And it sounded to me really interesting. And then I looked it up and it was already available on the market.
Wow, that really surprises me. How does it work? What's special about it?
So this capture collection was actually created as part of Telekom's Fashion Fusion program. And for everyone who doesn't know what a capsule collection is, it's a one-time produced and limited collection, which often takes place in the course of a cooperation. And also the Deutsche Telekom collaborated with companies. They collaborated with AlphaTauri, which is a standalone fashion label of Red Bull, and Scholler, which is a textile manufacturer of innovative textiles. And yes, so how does it work? So the heatable collection can be easily operated and regulated by the Vera via an app. And with this app, you can determine the warmth and which area you want to heat up, such as the pockets or the kidney area. And for that, you have two heating levels. What is also interesting is that the warming function is fully integrated into the textile. So it's very close to the body and it probably feels really nice and comfortable. And what I also find very interesting that it has detachable external batteries so you can wash it and charge it.
Interesting. When did they launch it and how much do you pay for it?
So it was available in Austria in December last year, and in Germany it launched in January this year, actually, so recently. And a jacket costs around 700 euro and a vest around 400 euro.
Well, I would say that's really fair price. Oh, by the way, before we come to the end, I would like to talk about a company. It's called Cute Circuit. It was founded in 2004. One of the co-founders, Francesca Rosella, used to work as a designer at a world-famous fashion house, Valentino. And the other one is Ryan Gans, who is from interaction design and in anthropology. They introduced the internet-connected clothing and touch communications.
I haven't heard about that company, so I'm very interested on what you are going to tell me right now. Because yeah, I haven't heard about it. What kind of products do they produce?
Their hug shirt went so viral when it was first shown to the public. When wearing the shirt, you can send hugs over distance. There are actuators embedded in the shirt so that they can recreate the sensation of touch and the emotion of the hug to the loved one in a long distance or even multiple receivers, either in real time or at certain times. It connects Bluetooth to your phone via Hug Shirt app, records a hug, then sends the hug data over the network, for example, to your friend's phone, and it is immediately transmitted via Bluetooth to their hug shirt. Isn't it cool?
Yeah, the hug shirt sounds awesome, so if I think of it, I could wear a hug shirt, you could wear a hug shirt, and then we could send us a hug, right?
Exactly, during Corona time.
Yeah, that's really cool. Do they also produce other products?
Yeah, my favorite one is the sun shirt. It is a descendant of the hug shirt we talked about, so it works via the same hug shirt app, but has more haptic actuators. These actuators receive sound wirelessly in real time. These sounds are transformed in touch data. So it is a t-shirt that lets people with hearing problems can experience music and virtual reality enhanced by real-time touch sensations. It can also send hugs, create a more immersive than a virtual reality experience for music concerts, video games via Bluetooth. And there are no wires. It is only made of smart fabrics. All the conductive paths are done seamlessly. So I think it should be really comfortable to wear.
It does sound very comfortable, and I like the aspect that it's also for people with hearing problems. I think that's a great innovative product, and I would like to try it out, actually. But I'm wondering, how does the shirt look like, and are there also already available on the market?
Mm-hmm. The t-shirts look kind of normal. The sound t-shirt is a blue long sleeve t-shirt with blue lines, and the hug t-shirt is purple long sleeve with purple wavy and curvy stripes on it. Both t-shirts have dot prints, like pattern, where the sensors are embedded. Both are pre-ordered products, so you should order in advance if you are interested in getting one.
Maybe I should do that. Yeah, and actually for during the preparation of this podcast, I thought it would be quite interesting to know if you could create a smart piece of clothing, what would it be?
That's a good question. I've actually thought about it during my research, and I don't know whether it's really realistic or possible to make it, but I think it would be so cool if there were clothes generating or changing scents, smells. Because I really love perfumes, but sometimes that I forget to put them on before going out. Or I put some already on, but I just realize later the perfume really doesn't fit in the place that I know where I am. And, you know, sometimes that you just want to change the scent depending on your mood or a place that you are at. For example, at a barbecue party or at your work. I have no idea how to realize it. Maybe using the Bluetooth haptic technology? Probably the smelling part must be very difficult, but I wish it would come out soon.
That sounds actually like a really great innovation. I would totally buy one of those. Are you planning to produce it?
I wish I could, because, you know, it's really, really sensational. But I don't know who can work together with me.
Well, maybe we have some listeners who want to produce it with Song Jung. And yeah, let us know if you want to develop it.
Yeah, that would be super cool. Like, getting it to produce like, an amazing product. And, you know, through the conversation we have today, it seems like there are so many new good ideas and possibilities for how innovative textiles could change the world from new materials and to connecting with mobile technologies.
Yes, that's true. And unfortunately, we've come to an end of this episode.
Oh no, already?
Yes, already. Time is over. But yeah, if you want to hear more from us or from fellow students, and want to learn more about exciting topics in the textile industry, follow the podcast. And you can also follow our Hochschule on Instagram, where you can learn more about our faculty. So please stay tuned for the next episode if you don't want to miss it. Thank you for listening today. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.